could have helped himself up until the point where he said, I commend my spirit into your hands. At that point, he couldn't do nothing for himself anymore. He had become sin. He was no longer the Son of God. He was sin.
My friend, God cannot cease to be God, and Jesus never ceased to be the Son of God. Yes, he added the nature of humanity in the incarnation. Yes, he took our sin upon himself. Yes, he underwent God's holy wrath for us. But no, Jesus never ceased to be deity, nor did he cease to be the Son of God. Psalm 92 says, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus always was God and always will be God. There is no point in eternity past or eternity future where the Son can cease to be Almighty God. Now to the born-again Jesus teaching. Listen to Meyer here.
Do you know something? The minute that blood sacrifice was accepted, Jesus was the first human being that was ever born again. That was sealed. I mean, it happened when he was in hell.
Is this true? Was Jesus the first human ever to be born again? Well, it might be good to quickly review why we need to be born again in the first place. Well, the reason why we must experience the new birth is because our physical birth was a birth tainted with sin. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. Psalm 51:5 says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. The fact that we are sinners by birth and by choice makes it necessary to be reborn into a right spiritual relationship with God, having our sins forgiven and declared righteous. Since nothing unholy can dwell in God's presence, we must be made holy by the imputed righteousness of Christ, where he removes our sin and credits his righteousness into our account. Now, was Jesus a sinner? No. Was he born with original sin? No. He was born sinless through a virgin. As Joyce Meyer confuses in her teaching, Jesus was not made sin or a sinner on the cross, but he bore our sins. He was the holy and sinless Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb whom the sins of the world and God's holy wrath were laid upon, appeasing the justice of God so he could be both just and the justifier of those who have faith in Jesus. The point is that Jesus had no need to be born again because his nature was not sinful like ours, but sinless. Well, the fact that Jesus did not need to suffer in hell to atone for our sins is evident in Luke 23:43, where Jesus said to the repentant thief, assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. The problem is this. How could Jesus be in paradise that day with the thief if he had to further suffer in hell under the control of the devil and his demons for 3 more days and 3 more nights? The answer is, he couldn't make that statement to the repentant thief if he needed to continue the atonement in hell. Well, Joyce Meyer knows this and addresses this on her audio tape called From the Cross to the Throne. Her answer is amazing, especially to those who have some knowledge of Jehovah's Witness theology. Since Jehovah's Witnesses teach that man does not have an immortal soul that lives on after the death of the body, Jesus' statement to the thief that they would be together in paradise that same day is problematic to them. They couldn't be there together that day if their body is all they possessed and is lying there dead in the grave. In Joyce Meyer's theology, she has another slant. Again, they couldn't be together in paradise that same day if Jesus had more work to do in hell before going to paradise. Joyce Meyer does the same thing that the Jehovah's Witnesses Bible does. She moves the comma in Jesus' statement forward one word. Listen to this.
And in Luke 23:43, Jesus said unto him, I say unto you today, you shall be in paradise with me. There's no punctuation in the original translations of the Bible. We have punctuated it. And in this particular scripture, it was punctuated wrong. They put in there, I say unto you, comma, today you shall be in paradise with me. Making it appear that the minute Jesus died on the cross, he went straight to paradise. No, 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 he did not. The way it should read is, I say unto you today, comma. I'm telling you this today. Today I'm telling you that you are going to be in paradise with me. But he didn't say you're going to be there today. He said, I'm telling you this today.
But I would ask Joyce Meyer the same thing that I would ask a Jehovah's Witness. Number one, Jesus uses the statement, I say unto you, dozens of times in the Gospels, perhaps as many as 70 times. Every time he uses this statement, the translators place the comma after the word you. I say unto you, comma. Why would this be the only instance where the translators misplace the comma? Is it more reasonable to assume that the Bible is reliable, placing the comma in the same location in every translation, which translators have done for hundreds of years? Or is it more reasonable to assume that this is the only location where they got it wrong? Number two, why would Jesus have to say, I say unto you today? What other day would Jesus be making this statement to the thief? He certainly wasn't making it yesterday or tomorrow. It would be silly, a waste of a word. The answer is that although there is no comma in the ancient Greek manuscripts, the translations have been consistent, logical, and reliable for years. Joyce Meyer, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, has changed the intended words of Jesus, twisting the scriptures, making the Bible fit into her own warped theology. Instead of letting the Bible form her doctrine, she forms the Bible's doctrine. Another very disturbing teaching of Joyce Meyer is her teaching of sinless perfection. On her audio tape, From the Cross to the Throne, Meyer teaches that she is not a sinner.
All I was ever taught to say was, I, a poor, miserable sinner. I am not poor, I am not miserable, and I am not a sinner. That is a lie from the pit of hell. That is what I were, and if I still was, then Jesus died in vain. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I didn't stop sinning until I finally got it through my thick head. I wasn't a sinner anymore. And the religious world thinks that's heresy, and they want to hang you for it. But the Bible says that I'm righteous, and I can't be righteous and be a sinner at the same time.
Yes, you can. It's called imputed righteousness. God's wrath was poured out on Jesus so his righteousness could be imputed or credited to us. When God looks down on a born-again child, he sees us positionally as possessing the righteousness of Christ in us. Now, practically speaking, we are still sinners. Although positionally we are in a right standing before God, practically we do still sin. As a pastor friend of mine says, I am not sinless, but I do sin less. The point is that we still sin. To say that we have reached a state of sinless perfection is calling God a liar. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 1:15 says he is, not was, the chief of sinners. Now remember that God doesn't just see our outward actions. He doesn't just hear our lies, see our fornications and thefts, but God sees the thought life of the heart. Every thought and attitude of our heart is bare before God. God sees our lust as adultery, our hatred as murder. He sees our selfishness, our pride, our covetousness. Our lack of thanksgiving. To say that we are not sinners is something no one on this earth will be able to say until he is resurrected and glorified in his eternal body. But thanks be to God that he doesn't hold our sin against us if we have repented and trusted in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Only in him are we made worthy and acceptable before the throne of God and able to approach him with confidence. As I close this examination of Joyce Meyer's theology, I hope you can see that this is a serious matter. It's one thing to be off on eschatology or sign gifts. It's another thing to be off on the atonement of Jesus Christ. The Bible is very clear that Jesus paid for our sins on the cross when he shed his blood and died. The Bible nowhere says that Jesus ceased to be the Son of God on the cross. It never says that he suffered in hell as part of the atonement and was resurrected as a born-again man. This is a blatant false teaching, a blatant lie from hell. And I know that many good Christians who love Jesus and are obedient to the Word follow Joyce Meyer and her teachings. I didn't do this critique to ridicule you or to pick on Meyer, but I would plead with you to examine this evidence and be discerning as you place yourself under the teaching of Joyce Meyer or anyone else, including me. If you're interested in a CD of both parts of this teaching, contact me. My email address is help@towertotruth.net. My phone number is 610-513-5525. That's 610-513-5525. Our website again is towertotruth.net. Don't forget to tune in next week for another apologetic issue facing Christianity today. And remember, don't just believe everything you hear, but test all things.
You're tuned in with the Underground Christian Network.